Stranger than fiction. July and there's fog on the ground. It drifts over the heads of heather blooming late, past the white and purple stalks waving like luscious hair along the highway. One would think it's Bronte country, except it isn't. Heathcliff, too, is nowhere in sight. The car spins forward, on and on past villages with names like Goodwood and Tottenham. So how do we know it's not the Moors? Heathcliff wouldn't scour about for his lost true love in weather this warm. During our picnic by a lake so idyllic it could pass for Trump Loyal, all I can talk about is that darn fog misting through the Larkspur, like earth angels. Forest fires, you say, huffing your breath out a little. More fog. I jaunt 3 paces ahead, nodding into a frazzle. Why must I see the world swathed in romance and mystery? My combustibles involve passion between 2 people so hot, their flames would ignite, then extinguish just as quickly, instead of ashing into low, smoldering anger. Everybody knows Heathcliff and Catherine were the wrong mix of rose petals, gunpowder, and a thimble of TNT. Then why do I envy them? Because their love never melted into frosty complacency, cool acid with enough flash to make heart-stopping smoke. Later, we hear that forest fires are indeed hurling black clouds from Quebec across Ontario, and for hundreds of miles into Maine and New England. Stubbornly, I imagine this angelic form carrying batches of heather in the smoke-filled haze, unspeakably plain, caught in the snarls of disappointment and promise, swelling thicker and thicker into an erasable screen.